When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 8:25, we'll talk Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. So that's in just about 20-ish minutes. But right now, Dave Richard joins us, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice. On X, at Dave Richard. Live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today, and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings. Dave, hello.
Gentlemen, we've reached week 12.
We have reached week 12, and one of the two upcoming bye week apocalypses is upon us with six teams on bye.
Tough. Bynados, as we call them.
Bynados. Okay, I like that too.
Yeah. It's, you know, fewer syllables than bye apocalypse. But I think that if you're prepared, you should be good to go. But if not, there are going to be some options on the waiver wire. Some of them are going to be pretty gross, but hopefully you're one of those prepared fantasy managers. Hopefully you're one of those fantasy managers that's still in the hunt in your fantasy league. Even if you're 5-6, I've got one league where I'm 5-6. I'm still fighting for a playoff spot. You should be too.
Dave, I have to start Elijah Moore tonight. I'm not crazy about it, but what I do like is the fact that Jameis just chucks the ball all over the field whenever he gets a start. I think he's got 40, 40, and 46 attempts like in his last three games.
And I don't think that's going to change against Pittsburgh. The only way that does change is if the weather is bad. And I'm not one of these weather hawks that's on top of it every hour and freaking out about it. I take a much more casual approach. But if it's an hour before kickoff and it's rain, there was rain in the forecast as of yesterday. There was snow in the forecast. Heavy, heavy winds. If all that is there, I might pivot because it could mean that both teams are going to have to run the ball more, certainly more than Cleveland would like at this point. Pittsburgh probably won't mind at all. In fact, Mike Tomlin said as much that in weather-type games, he's ready to roll with Najee Harris. It's something to keep an eye on if you plan on starting not only Moore, but also Tillman, Judy, and on the other side, George Pickens. They could all be impacted by the weather if it's really bad in Cleveland tonight.
Dave, who are the fantasy risers that may be available in leagues? I picked up Ladd McConkey. I was happy he was still available. He seems like he's been rising. Are there other guys that people should pay attention to?
Hold on. Let me just pump the brakes here. In what world in
10-team league
is Ladd McConkey just floating out on the waiver wire?
My league.
Yeah, I mean, is Justin Jefferson there too? What's happening in that league?
That's a bizarre league. Bizarro world, Dave.
Yeah, so obviously if you can find a league where Ladd McConkey's there, that's great. But also, here are some guys that might be available in those 10-team leagues. Jerry Jeudy, weather provided, all that stuff for Cleveland. Romo Dunze, I think, is going to continue to see a lot of targets for Chicago, effectively be their number two wide receiver. You might find a Chris Olave out in the wild. He should be back at some point for New Orleans. We know that he's dealing with a concussion. And then two other wide receivers that I think you'll find in larger leagues are Christian Watson and Xavier Leggett. Watson last week, his route rate has actually been up the last two games, but last week caught four of four deep balls from Jordan Love against Chicago, had a big game, and I wonder if he's just going to continue to be thrust into this Green Bay offense. And Xavier Leggett should continue to see opportunities in Carolina. You can say the same thing for Adam Thielen. And then at tight end, Will Disley, Jonnu Smith, and a guy that you might only be able to use for a week, but in Dallas, Luke Schoonmaker. All three of those guys are getting targets. In the case of Disley, and I guess Jonnu, solid quarterback play along with them, and that's obviously a big factor as well. And Disley and Jonnu have been playing a lot more lately than they were earlier in the season. I think those are guys that can help you if you need a tight end or if you're a little desperate for a flex in week number 12.
Hey Dave, I'm guessing you're advising people to start all of their commanders, green lights for all of those dudes with the Cowboys coming into town this weekend.
Well, you know, I don't know if I feel so good about Noah Brown or Chris Rodriguez or those types of fringe players who contribute to the offense but aren't necessarily going to get a ton of fantasy points. But, yes, obviously, Jaden Daniels, Brian Robinson, especially, think he could have a monster game. Austin Eckler behind him could be a borderline number two fantasy running back. Terry McLaurin, huge bounce back game. Zach Ertz should be fine. Yes, that matchup should be very favorable. But the Commander squad that I like is the DST. Just the fact that you're going to be able to find them on the waiver wire. I think they were rostered in less than 50% of CBS Sports leagues going into the week. I'm curious what they're at now. This is Dan Quinn coaching against the offense that he practiced against for several years in Dallas. Usually when this situation happens, okay, a defensive coordinator coming back to take on his former team the following year, it's a bloodletting. There's absolute dominance by the defense against that offense. And now he gets this offense without Dak Prescott, without at least two starters on the offensive line potentially. The Commanders' defense could have a very, very good game.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. People are lined up to ask Dave fantasy questions.
All right, let's go to Eric in Orange. Hey, Eric, you're on with Dave Richard.
Buenos dias, junkies.
Hey, buddy.
PPR, need 2 out of 4. Neighbors, Kareem Hunt, Flowers, Debo. And Dave, through a fantasy lens, who would you say is the rookie of the year so far?
Ooh.
We had this conversation on our podcast, and I don't think anybody was ready to hand it to anyone. I think it's down to either Daniels or Bo Nix, and it'll come down to how the season wraps up between those two. As for your question, I think the two that I would not start would be probably Neighbors and Debo. And I know it's weird to sit Neighbors, but the quarterback change I don't think is going to be particularly good for him. He hasn't been particularly great anyway over the last month or so. And then with Debo Samuel, just hasn't looked right, hasn't been as involved in the offense. I think Juwan Jennings is legitimately the better wide receiver in San Francisco moving forward.
He is. He is, unfortunately.
Good luck, Eric.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, brothers. Welcome to the brink of winter. Here we are, right?
Yep.
Hey, Dave, the question is a half-point PPR. Just for volume base, do I continue to roll out with CeeDee Lamb, or would you pivot to either Cakes brought him up earlier, Ladd McConkey, or maybe Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, I'm not quite there with McConkey or Ridley compared to CeeDee Lamb. It's close. I mean, McConkey certainly played well last week, and Ridley has huge upside. But CeeDee Lamb's going to continue to get a ton of targets. Most of them are going to be short targets. There's going to be a lot of passing by Dallas in every game moving forward, certainly this week against Washington. And they're not going to mind giving up those short throws to CeeDee Lamb. And Lamb does have the ability to take a short throw and turn it into a big play. So, reluctantly, like, he's not a top 10 fantasy receiver, but he is still going to be in that top 15 range from week to week in full PPR and half PPR.
All right, Jack. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, you're on with Dave Richard.
We all miss Bish Bucks, Jason Bishop. Is he still soliciting advice from you via text? What's his name programmed in your phone? And would you play Schoonmaker over Sam Laporta?
I'm always happy to help Bish out with his fantasy conundrums, and I think he's in my phone as Bish, B-I-S-H.
Yes.
There you go.
Very good.
I'm rolling with Laporta. I don't want to trust Schoonmaker. I know last week he stepped up, and double-digit PPR points is always good from a tight end, but there's no guarantee he's going to do that again. Is he definitively going to be the number two target getter for Dallas? That's the question.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Dave. I got him.
He was going to be.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's just barely. Yeah, I could be
giving him my stock option portfolio.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Dave, I'm listening to every word. I was just going to say, I got Laporta in my waivers ready to pick up and drop in soon.
So go get him.
Thank you.
So go get him. I think it's easier in non-PPR than full PPR, but I think that Laporta makes sense.
Dave, I've got Hubbard and Pollard going against tough defenses. Do you play them, or I could roll out McConkey over one of those guys?
Yeah, I don't mind doing McConkey over Hubbard because I really am I'm nervous about that matchup. I'm more nervous for Chuba Hubbard than I am for Tony Pollard because in Carolina, they're saying that it's likely that Jonathan Brooks is going to play. I don't think Jonathan Brooks is going to come back and take you know, half the workload away from Chuba Hubbard or anything like that. But I think he'll take maybe 5-6 touches, and volume is what's necessary for Chuba Hubbard to have a good game, especially against Kansas City. They're one of the best run defenses in the league. They're giving up somewhere around the neighborhood of 3.2 yards per carry against running backs on the season. So it's really a tough matchup for him, at least with Pollard. As long as there's no Tyjae Spears, you're going to see him get a lot of work. And Houston's run defense, it looked amazing, but that was against Dallas with the depleted offensive line. I think Pollard, even with his offensive line, it's not that great. He's going to get enough work to fall into modest fantasy production.
All right, let's go.
Best of luck.
David in Sterling. David, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello. And if I don't speak to you by next week, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Full PPR. I need 2 out of 3, Ridley, Devontae Smith, Jameson Williams.
Ridley is a must, and I think with Laporta coming back, I think that hurts Jameson Williams a little bit, so I'd lean toward Devontae Smith, and the matchup is conducive for Smith for Philadelphia. They're taking on the Rams. Rams' run defense has been great. Rams' pass defense, terrible. So I think that there could be some opportunities for Devontae Smith to have some big game, from big numbers this week, I should say.
All right, good luck, sir.
Perfect. And a quick question for another league. I have either neighbors, because what you...
All right, go ahead, Kicks.
Wow. All right, speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice allowed. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones allowed. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. I hope the listeners are ready. Hope they're prepared.
All right, let's go to Corey. Speed round, go.
Pick 3, Swift, Gibbs, Hunt, or Tracy?
I'm sitting Swift.
All right, let's go to Rich. Speed round, go.
Goff or Richardson? It's season today.
Goff.
Let's go to Warren. Speed round, go.
Kareem Hunt,
Yeah, it's you gotta have standards. You gotta have rules, Valdez. Otherwise, society decays, falls apart.
Let's go to Brandon, DC. Speed round, go.
Hey, what's up,
Brandon? Come on, get with the program.
Man, people are failing miserably today.
Yeah, it's not a great day for speed rounders.
Omer, speed round, go.
Murray or Herbert?
Murray.
All right, I think we've cleared out the lines. That's all we got.
Yeah.
People were not fully prepared for the speed round.
Had to hang up on too many. All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm not sure if we're going to talk next week, but if we don't, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families, and may
likewise.
You crush it in fantasy this week.
Yep, let's hope that happens.
Well, I think we'll try and talk to you on Wednesday.
We'll figure something out.
We'll squeeze you in.
Good.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you, Dave.
That's Dave Richard. You can follow him on X at Dave Richard Live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today 3 times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Coming up next, we will talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. He'll join us next.